It's exactly 1 year now since the shock news that we'd lost one of the early Radio 1 breakfast show presenters.
Mike Smith.
Smithy.
Radio 1.
You could be the only breakfast DJ on Radio 1 who went, right, that'll do me. Thanks very much, ta-ra.
Well, it probably wasn't the right decision because I'm now not front of camera or front of microphone and missing it all. Our radio I miss more than television.
Right.
And radio I miss tremendously.
Mike Smith, who died this week last year. David Jacobs hosted his final show this week in 2013.
Anthony Newley, with the orchestra conducted by Eric Rogers, bringing this week's collection to a close. I'll be here at the same time next week, so until then, or whenever. On behalf of my producer, Alan Boyd, it's good night from me, David Jacobs.
The last words on air from David Jacobs. He'd been on radio since it was a 30-something on the General Forces programme, BFBS, Radio 4 and, of course, Radio 2. David died just a month after those words, his last show closing the door on the light programme legacy. 8 years ago this week, the two oldies services, Classic Gold from GWR and Capital Gold, were replaced by a new oldies service from GCAP. It was called Gold.
And alongside much-loved singles, we also mix in more rarities, including album tracks, B-sides and live performances. Hello, this is Sean Tilley. It's my job to play the music for you between midday and four every weekday. Mike Sweeney here with Tribe Time on Gold from four. And right now, these are the Bee Gees, Staying Alive, followed by some Ike and Tina Turner.
Gold in its inaugural week in 2007. 21 years ago, BBC Southern Counties launched. Now, let me get this right. BBC Southern Counties had been BBC Sussex and Surrey, which comprised the old Radio Surrey and Radio Sussex.
And actually, when we went out and spoke to people, they always used to refer to us as BBC Sussex anyway. And it just became the obvious thing. Why don't we just go back to having Sussex in our name?
And of course, Radio Sussex, before it was Radio Sussex, was called Radio Brighton.
This is BBC Radio Brighton.
And please let me know if I got that right. Or actually don't, please, we've had enough. 1989 now has something new on 252.
This is Atlantic 252. To improve your reception of our signal on the long wave band, you could simply try lifting your radio set and turning it around a little bit to either the left or the right. Regular broadcasts of Atlantic 252 will begin soon.
Atlantic 252 starting test transmissions from Ireland this week, 26 years ago. It was to become huge. This week, 4 years ago, the radio world lost a lively character. He'd been the launch PD at London's capital.
It was a tabula rasa. It was an empty space. We could do what we liked, I mean, within the IBA as it was then's limits. And we did all kinds of things. I mean, we did a live soap opera, for example. I mean, the people we had on board were extraordinary. We had, you know, we had Aspel and Everett, we had Roger Scott, we had Nicky Horn, and we had amazing ladies too, Marsha Hunt, Joan Shenton, Sue Cook. Well, we had the first woman newsreader ever, Sue Denny her name was.
Michael Bucht, who also helped to found Classic FM, he died this week in 2011. When a station closes, it's always sad. For so many, it's like losing a friend, not least if you work there. And it's all the government's fault anyway.
Hello there, this is Ted Aubury. And this time, it's not bringing you Red Sands Rendezvous. It's to say goodbye. You and I have seen a lot of things happen in the last 2 years. The first commercial radio station serving Great Britain. And from midnight on August 15th, a new set of restrictions on the people of this country. It will then be illegal for a newspaper to write about pirate radios. The only subject, and I emphasise that, the only subject that it's illegal for a newspaper to write about.
The closure of Radio 355 this week in 1967. It had been the last 60s pirate to open broadcasting from its ship in the North Sea. So, with Terry Wogan celebrating his 77th birthday...
The proliferation of radio stations has led to a tremendous lowering of standards.
Dale Winton's first show on commercial radio 38 years ago...
As ILR was growing and new stations were opening, everybody was sort of like trying to get into real radio.
The death of Sir Robin Day 15 years ago...
I'd like people to remember me as someone who made their... occasionally brought some entertainment or interest into their lives.
And the return of Noel Edmonds to Radio 2 12 years ago...
Please be gentle. I've not done anything like this for a while.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.